This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm Duncan MacLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm on an internet call now with Willem Roos, CEO of Rain, the company that emerged from the old wireless business solutions and which is building a 4G LTE advanced network in South Africa, in effect becoming South Africa's fifth mobile network operator. Last week, Rain soft launched its new data-only mobile offerings into the market. Willem, welcome to the podcast and thanks for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
So, Willem, you were formerly CEO of OUTsurance. You resigned from the insurance company late last year to take the helm at Rain. You were poached, if I can use that term, by Rain Investor and its chairman, Michael Jordan, who is the former CEO, of course, of First National Bank. Why did you take up the opportunity? What was it that attracted you to Rain?
Duncan, yes, I suppose it's a combination of personal and business reasons. I've been at OUTsurance for a very long time, and I just felt that the team there was very well placed to take the business to its next level. I've also been involved with Rain for quite a while. I was actually approached by Paul Harris to join the board there a good few years ago, and I was one of the initial investors, so I knew what the business was busy with. We were also setting up the direct side of the Rain business in Cape Town. So, you know, that worked for me. I wanted to relocate down to the Cape from a personal point of view. So a combination of feeling that it was time maybe for a fresh pair of legs at OUTsurance, a new challenge for myself, some personal circumstances, and I then made the call to join Rain.
All right. So Rain comes out of the old wireless business solutions, which, of course, offered the old iBurst network. And then there was the acquisition, which was concluded. When was it now? 2016, somewhere around there, where Multisource bought the business. Take us through what's happened since that deal took place.
Look, I think essentially Multisource identified that WBS owned very good spectrum assets, and that you know, one could use those assets to build an LTE network and then build an interesting business from there. So what we did from the start was to negotiate with a variety of players in the telco markets, yeah, and eventually we concluded a roaming agreement with Vodacom. Vodacom is a large partner of ours, and they roam on our LTE network. That then also obviously puts us in a position, Vodacom doesn't use all our capacity by any stretch of the imagination. So we now, in November last year, launched a fixed wireless offering to consumers that was, you know, through resellers via Internet Solutions and AfriHost and the like. And like you said, we soft launch our mobile offering direct to consumers during the last week. So we're now in the phase of our business where we've got a good roaming partner. We still need to build out the network, and we have some retail clients of our own, you know, to start building a sustainable business for the future.
All right. You mentioned the launch of the fixed wireless solutions last year. Those, in other words, are replacements for fixed line services, but using radio spectrum. And then, of course, last week you took the wraps off your long anticipated mobile offerings. Tell us a bit about those mobile offerings. First of all, who is the target market?
So the mobile offering is data only, focused on the metro area. So it would be heavy mobile data users living in the large metros in South Africa. And I think we try to identify the pain points that consumers experience every day using their mobile data providers. So with Rain, there's no contractual lock-ins, data doesn't expire, you don't have out-of-bundle rates, et cetera, no bull shock and the like. And given that we've got a data-only offering, you know, we can have a quite a low cost structure. It's also complex to implement full voice and so forth. So with a lower cost structure, you can give that through to consumers. And, you know, basically consumers, they do understand the compromises of not having access to traditional voice together with coverage limited to the metro areas really defines our target market.
All right.
So I don't think, yeah, sorry.
So you, if you're a customer of Rain, you're not going to use the solution to drive from Joburg to Durban and expect to have coverage all the way. It's more something you're going to use while you're at home, while you're at work in the city.
Exactly. That was my exact next point. So people probably remain in the most time in the cities. It might be something which you stick into a MiFi device or a dual SIM phone where you would use the Rain SIM for data and one of our competitor SIMs for voice services or fixed solution as a replacement if fiber and the like is not available in your area.
I was just saying to a colleague of mine yesterday that this would be ideal for use in a dual SIM phone because people do still need voice services. So you could put a Rain SIM in your phone and use that for data and the other SIM you use for voice services. Is that kind of the arrangement you're expecting most consumers to take up on the mobile offering?
Exactly. And that's also why the two phones we're offering on the website is dual SIM, and that's to achieve exactly that. Also stick it in a tablet like an iPad. Some of them are LTE enabled. You get some LTE enabled notebooks. So it is a bit of a niched offering. We certainly won't appeal to each and every consumer out there.
Okay. Now, do you plan to offer traditional voice calls at some point? Obviously, you can use the data network to make a voice over IP call using services like Skype and WhatsApp, but not offering any mobile voice, typical traditional circuit switch type voice offerings at the moment. Will that come later? Or will Rain remain a purely mobile data offering?
Time will tell. I have to be honest with you that we haven't finally made up our minds regarding that. Obviously, if you're going to offer traditional voice, you really do need nationwide coverage. And that we can either do by our own build, which will take a very long time. You can do roaming agreements. But the financial dynamics of those decisions are sometimes quite tenuous. So at this point in time, we've launched our data-only offering. We're going to see how it goes. We're going to see how consumers experience it and if it works for enough people. And then in future, we'll make that decision. So not final yet from our side.
All right. Okay. But a roaming deal of some kind might be in Rain's future, but no decision's been made at this point.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you've come to market with what looks to be fairly aggressively priced mobile options. Just walk us through what you're offering. What can consumers get right now from Rain?
I must say, when I joined the industry, I did find it quite interesting or daunting from a consumer's point of view, the number of options that are available. I suppose consumer choice is a good thing, but keeping things simple is something we'd like to achieve. So our offer is actually very simple. It's 50 Rand a gig, basically priced in megs, so there's no breakage. Your data never expires. Like I said, you essentially pay at the end of the month for the data you've used. You also then have the option to add a feature to your plan which says you have unlimited data during off-peak hours. So that's for 19 hours of the day. But during the peak hours of 6 p.m. till 11 p.m., you would still pay the normal 50 Rand a gig. Also, when you join for SIM only, you get 15 free unlimited data days, which means basically for 2 weeks and a bit you can use our SIM with unlimited data. You can test the network, you can see if it works for you, you can see if the voice over IP calls are working, etc., etc. If you do buy a dual SIM phone or a MiFi device, we give you some additional free data days up to 3 months for our top-end dual SIM phone. So I think it's a really nice offering for consumers, very simple, easy to understand, and you can also try before you really commit do the service.
I'm really interested about the 19 hours a day of unlimited usage for 250 rand a month. That sounds very aggressively priced. Obviously, mobile networks are different to fixed networks in that there's a limited amount of spectrum that you have access to. Do you shape any services? Do you block any types of traffic on your network in order to be able to offer that?
You're correct that we do have a fair usage policy. We do not block any services at this point in time, but do have some traffic profile management in place just to make sure that the we do need to make sure that all users experience a decent service. Not significant shaping, but certainly we do have to manage the traffic profile.
All right. So if there is heavy demand on the network, what you might manage BitTorrent traffic, for example,
particularly during peak times, so that all users experience. And our acceptable use policy basically says it's for bona fide mobile use. If you're a really heavy downloader on the peer-to-peer networks, then a fiber solution is probably what you need.
Okay. Are there any limitations on your on what you can do with the service? Could I tether my phone, to create a hotspot and then connect my laptop to that hotspot and not have any restrictions?
We don't have any such restrictions. We may look into the future limiting the number of tethered connections, but at this point in time, we'll see what the behavior on the network is, so no restrictions at this point.
All right. So what's next from a product offering perspective? Do you continue to introduce new products for Rain Mobile, or is this it?
Look, I'm sure we'll come up with some more new, weird, and wonderful ideas, but I think for the foreseeable future, we just want to be really focused on getting the execution right, making sure that the product is what people want, and then just working really hard on expanding the network and making sure that provide good, high-quality, fast data to consumers. That's in the end what they pay for. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the focus in the next couple of months.
All right. Willem, how big is the network now in terms of base stations and population coverage? How fast have you been rolling out, and what are the targets?
So Rain has rolled out just over 2,100 base stations over the past year and a bit. As I have it, that's one of the fastest rollouts of LTE network in South Africa. Our plan currently is to reach 5,000 sites in the next 3 years. So at this point in time, we would probably have just over half of the population covered. And, when you get to the 5,000 sites, significantly more. Obviously, the 5,000 sites won't give us nationwide coverage, particularly in deep rural areas. So that is something we still need to address. We're also not happy with our indoor coverage in some of the large malls and so on. So lots of work to be done on the network side.
All right. Which radio frequency spectrum bands are you using to deliver this network?
So we use the 1800 frequency band in FDD and the 2600 band in TDD.
Okay. And with the talk about government releasing spectrum, are you as an organization interested in participating in that? If there's a spectrum auction, for example, would you participate in a spectrum auction? And of course, there's also government's talk about a wholesale open access network. Does that interest Rain at all? Would you want to participate in a WOAN?
Absolutely. So certainly if more spectrum becomes available, if it makes economic sense for us to acquire that either through auction or whatever mechanism, it would be something we would be really interested in. We've commented on the WOAN, as a broad principle, we think it's probably better if private enterprise drives this and raises the money and the capital and so on. However, I think there's some good arguments on the other side for a WOAN as well, as long as one just makes sure it's commercially viable in the longer term. So, we'll have to see exactly how the WOAN pans out. but certainly we would be interested to be part of getting more spectrum.
All right. As a matter of interest, I know that you were actively last year switching off iBurst users on your network, legacy iBurst users. Are there any iBurst users left on the network, or is that network now switched off and everyone migrated to 4G?
Everybody has migrated to 4G. We were actually surprised as to the number of users we managed to keep, and obviously the LTE offering is far superior to WiMAX, so everybody has migrated and seems to be very happy.
Okay. And since the launch of mobile services last week, I know it was a soft launch, but what has the take-up been like? Have you been able to keep up with demand, ensure that there's full fulfillment?
We're a bit behind there, I have to be honest. I've been through many startups, and it is a bit chaotic and so on, particularly in the first week. So I wouldn't say we were overwhelmed by the response, but it's certainly been more than we expected. So we are a bit behind when it comes to delivery and then recaying and the activations. But the team is working around the clock to catch up, and we're already making good progress to do so.
Well, I guess that's a good problem to have, Willem.
Yes, it's a better problem than having no interest.
Indeed. I wanted to talk a little bit more about your agreement or your arrangement with Vodacom. I understand, if I'm trying to remember back here a couple of years, or maybe not that long, but I understand that one of your competitors, or possibly more than one, took the relationship between Rain and Vodacom to the Competition Commission, quite unhappy with the agreement that was signed. Is that investigation still going on? Has there been any resolution to that? And what exactly is the nature of the agreement with Vodacom?
Yes, indeed, Duncan. As I have it, the investigation has been concluded. We've received a letter from the Competition Commission, which expresses their opinion that our agreements with Vodacom does not in any way constitute Vodacom controlling Rain, which is fundamentally the issue that is at the heart of the whole story. So from our point of view, that issue has been resolved. So we do work with Vodacom to share infrastructure. We also contract with Vodacom to assist us putting up the infrastructure, but the equipment is ours, the network is ours, we control the network, and as you know, Vodacom also roams on that network, but it is a well thought through agreement. We have gone through all the legalities and make sure that we comply with all regulations. And we were quite happy that the Competition Commission agreed with us in that respect.
All right. When did that come through? I don't think I've seen any reporting on that.
Yeah, we only got that in the last week or so, two weeks or so.
Okay. Before I let you go, Willem, telecommunications is obviously a very highly capital-intensive game. You are competing with companies with very deep pockets. How do you differentiate, and what sort of scale do you need to make Rain a profitable, long-lasting venture?
Yes, that's indeed maybe not the million-dollar question, but almost a billion-dollar question. So it is a business which does require scale. Look, I think our unique upfront structure, where we do have a large roaming partner, gives us a bit of breathing space. But certainly, to be sustainably profitable in the long term, we would have to build a very substantial business ourselves. And it is a business with a big fixed cost component, so you do need volume to make the financials work. We do think the fact that we are an LTE only network, that we focus on data, so we're relatively well positioned in terms of using a newer technology, gives us in a good position. We really want to try and build the business using the latest automation and digital thinking, and even later artificial intelligence and the like, so we can keep our costs really low. I think our simplified offering helps to, keep costs low and keep things simple and very efficient. So we're definitely going to have to be one of the lowest cost providers to be able to survive. We're not we have to compete against large incumbents. So we late to the party. So we have to do things differently. And I think that lower cost structure is going to be key for us to survive.
Okay. You mentioned 4G LTE only, but what about 5G? That we're going to see the first commercial 5G networks being launched in some markets around the world at the end of this year. Is 5G a technology that you're investigating? Is it something you're going to launch at some point? And if so, when?
Yeah, I think the possibilities that 5G offers is phenomenal, and it's all from the very fancy stuff, from the connected cars and, millions of IoT devices. I think in South Africa it can also be a very interesting play in terms of offering fixed services to the home, where it's a true fiber replacement, maybe for the last mile to the consumer. And we definitely interested. Look, there's all sorts of issues around spectrum and so on, which needs to be resolved before you can implement this commercially. But we're already working on a number of interesting options there. And it's difficult to say exactly when we will launch and trial and so on, but it's not in the distant future. I think it's going to be sooner than you think.
And it's on Rain's radar. Great stuff. Willem Roos is CEO of Rain. This has been a great discussion. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Only a pleasure, Duncan. Thank you very much.